The Pioneer Podcast, your backstage podcast to all the magic of theater right here at Pioneer Playhouse in Danville, Kentucky. You're in for a daily dose of drama where some of our actors let you in on all the secrets about auditioning, rehearsals, backstage life, and fun. And if you like sneaking a peek behind the curtain with the actors, you simply must stick around to hear from our fearless leader, Holly Henson, in the Artistic Director Diaries. So, buckle up and hang on for the Pioneer Podcast.
Hi, welcome to episode 2 of the Pioneer Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Tuttle. It's time to visit with our 5 actors and one boss from Pioneer Playhouse, who will once again show you the dark underbelly and fuzzy backside of summer theater in Kentucky. Hang on for the Pioneer Podcast.
Homegrown and humble, Jeffrey K. Miller.
Hello again there, folks. I am Jeffrey K. Miller. I'd like to talk to you this week about the everyday life and atmosphere for a new actor at Pioneer Playhouse. Now that the second week has gotten into full swing and the hello, nice to meet yous are pretty much over, everyone begins to realize the amount of work that's going to be required to put up 5 shows in 10 weeks. We had our auditions for our second show, Rumors, on Tuesday, which is a funny, fast-paced farce by Neil Simon, and there wasn't a part for everyone in the cast. The frustration of those not cast, combined with the amount of work that is placed upon everyone's shoulders with sets to be built and lines and blocking to be memorized in a short time for the second show, can cause a lot of turmoil. We're all actors, and everyone is disappointed when they don't get the part they want, but everyone here has to spend about 13 hours a day together, so needless to say, people can get tired and annoyed with one another. I guess it would be the same in an office setting, because when you see the same people every day and all day, you just need a little escape. It is very vital, however, because we spend so much time together, that we keep our frustrations and annoyances inside in order to produce a civilized work environment. And that sometimes can be pretty hard to do. And there's been instances this week where people from the bottom rung of the ladder to the very top have snapped at others in the heat of the moment. And people's feelings get hurt and their pride gets burnt. But the most important thing is that as we as a company start to see a spark, that we extinguish that fire before we have to call Smokey the Bear to put the problem out. If conflicts are fixed before they arise, then there's not a story to be told later, and we don't have to live like we're on the episode of The Real World. Even though that's kind of what it's really like. I mean, we're thrown into spending every day of a 12-week period with people from all over that we've never met before, and somehow, as a group, we have to make this summer work for our audiences and for us as a company. I love all the members of this company and this place, but firecrackers do pop. We just have to make sure that we are there with the burn ointment for each other when everyone explodes on someone else's foot. But we are having a lot of fun together as we work and our free time, and it's not all bad. I got a part as Welch the cop in the next show, Rumors, and I'm excited to start rehearsals with our new director later on this week. So I hope everyone comes out and sees a show, because everyone here is good people. And most importantly, we're good at the crew we've chosen. So come out and have a laugh, and please, leave your firecrackers at home.
Star of stage and screen, Door, Robert Biederman.
Hi, this is Rob Biederman. It has been brought to my attention that last week I used the word frustrated about 600 times. I'm not sure exactly of the exact number. But yes, I was pretty frustrated not to have a bigger role in the first production, especially because the production is so good and is being received so well. Well, if I ever use the word frustrated again, feel free to fire me or something, because I am a happy camper. Yes, I got a big role in Rumors. I was completely stunned, and I am thrilled now. This is exactly what I came from New York to do, the challenge that I wanted, and I just hope I can fulfill this obligation properly. One thing I didn't expect is that our company is just so talented that when you get a role or a big role in a show, and other people that may not be cast in the show, you feel you really have to earn it. Normally, once I'm cast, I feel, well, I've earned the part and everything's good, and now I can just focus on the rehearsal process. But now I really feel I have to do a very good job. I have to do the part of Lenny as well as I can, because there are other talented people that didn't get cast who probably could have done a very good job in this role as well. And so there is a little bit of pressure in there for me. That being said, it is a challenge I'm very much looking forward to tackling. The first thing I have to deal with is learning a whole bunch of lines. There's a 3-page monologue at the end there, and I'm pretty much on stage for most of the production, and we have to be off book in, I don't know, about 5 days or so. So I will be leaving you shortly here to go back to memorizing lines. There's no juicy gossip I have because I'm more or less locked in my room. The one thing I did want to touch on before leaving, though, was Saturday was the Brass Band Festival in Danville, and I was walking in town with Richard Wilt, who plays Rec in the current production of My Sister Eileen. And it was unbelievable. We had done one small preview and one show for some invited audiences, and there must have been a half dozen people who came up to Richard going, "Rec, Rec, Rec, we loved it, we loved the show." And the outpouring of support from the people in Danville for the show just amazed me. I couldn't believe how many people had seen the show in just 2 days and liked it so much and had the presence of mind to spot a couple actors walking down the street and go up and talk to them. We also had a rain show Saturday night where it started raining towards the end of the show and everyone had to move into our shelter space. And the audience handled it so well. I keep picturing a New York audience in that situation. And it probably would not have gone over very well with them. But here the audience was all smiles, had a great time, and it really made it fun for all of us on stage. So those are my thoughts. I have to get back to memorizing lines, and I promise you will see a much happier Rob Biederman from this point forward. Thank you very much.
The lady who won't allow herself to have a bad hair day, Patricia Hammond.
Hi, and welcome to our podcast. This is Pat Hammond. Whoops, am I too far away? Hi, and welcome to our podcast. This is Pat Hammond giving you an update on the happenings at the Pioneer Playhouse. Well, we've had the grand opening of our first show, My Sister Eileen. Our countdown to opening started with a technical rehearsal on Tuesday night, which we call a cue to cue. And that means essentially one light cue, major sound and light cue to the next. And then Wednesday night was our dress rehearsal, and then an opening on Thursday night, which went very well. But Friday night was the big night. It's press night, as we call it. And excitement was in the air. We have people that are invited to the show, and the show was wonderful that night. And then we all went to the press party afterwards, which is held in our indoor theater area. We all dressed in our finery and mingled with the press, board members, politicians, family, and friends, and then danced to Evan Henson Jr.'s band. You know, I especially enjoyed hearing the opera teacher at Center College. She sang a country western tune that brought down the house. It was just fun for everyone. And then Saturday night, the skies opened up and we had a partial rain show. We had to bring all the major props up to the indoor theater, where the show really continued very, very smoothly. And the audience is always so supportive when that happens because they know how to hard it really is. Then we had a few days off, and we were on to auditioning for the next show, which is Rumors by Neil Simon, and that opens June 27th. I was very pleased to get the part that I wanted. We have a new director from Louisville. His name is Gil Reyes. But now the real work begins, rehearsing all day and performing at night. We call it guerrilla theater, but I love it. So that's all for now, and I will talk to you next week.
The Playhouse's most eligible bachelor. He's got his own ceiling fan. Robert Hess.
Actor's Log, stardate June 15th, 2006. Hello, loyal podcast listeners. This is Robert Hess speaking. Well, what can I say since we last met? The honeymoon is over. This past week, we opened our first amazing production of the season, entitled My Sister Eileen. We also experienced our first rain-drenched show on Saturday evening, which I must commend my prop partners, Patricia Hammond and Brady Adair, on for moving the props so swiftly and getting everything set up in the rain house so eloquently and so timely. Well, sleep seems to be a commodity these days, and we're starting to think about voting people off the island, but it's just another whimsical week in the life of Pioneer Playhouse. As Friday, I saw the paint dry on the stage and in my hair, the anticipation of Friday's opening came bubbling up with equal parts of nervous vulnerability and giddy accomplishment. And as the curtain fell, the show exploded like a rocket, and the cast began to be relieved, and jubilation began to set in. Needless to say, all of us were walking on clouds. Proud in the hard work that we'd invested, it was our time of carpe diem. Since Saturday, we've had a couple of days off to allow our voice to become a little rested and our minds to become a little more at ease. Within that time, we had chances to brief ourselves on the next play of the summer, which is Rumors. And I, your loyal podcaster, have been cast as the part of Glenn, a mellow, politically savvy individual. Rehearsals for the production started on Tuesday afternoon with a full read-through, and we have been working on it ever since. I look forward to playing a character that is a little less hyper and energetic, and I look forward to continuing with the lovable character of Chick Clark, and I look forward to continuing on with these podcasts. So, if you have the time, please come out and see us in My Sister Eileen, and I look forward to speaking with you next week.
Evan French Mastin. With him, there's not stage left or stage right. There's only upstage.
Hi, Melvin Dewey here for Pioneer Playhouse, where outdoor theater is hot and indoor movies are not. I made that up.
Okay, it's not Melvin. It's Evan French Mastin. And how are all of you potophiles today? I hope you're doing well. Well, the 56th season of Kentucky's historic Pioneer Playhouse is in full swing now. Crowds are packing in to see our hit comedy, My Sister Eileen, and we're in rehearsals for our next production, Neil Simon's hysterical comedy, Rumors. Now, next week, I'll try to give you some history of the Playhouse and its founders, Evan and Charlotte Ensign, at least some trivia that Holly maybe doesn't cover. Today, however, since it's close to my pre-show nap, I'm going to give you a quick update on my fellow podcasters you met last week. Jeffrey K. Miller, the Bardstown boy, doing a great job with his more than one role in our current production, and he's got a girlfriend now among our female cast members. Those Kentucky boys are popular. Robert Biedemann, yeah, you remember him, the seemingly disappointed boy from New York that didn't get a big part in our first production. Remember him, Mr. Somber? Well, he got the role of Lenny, the male lead in Rumors, with a three-page monologue at the end. Take that for your disappointment, Biedemann. Bob Hess. Still fairly cheerful, not quite as moody these days. He's got good-sized roles in both of these productions, so he's spending any moody moments learning lines. The boy is a ball of energy. Patricia Hammond, playing a smaller role in the current production, but got one of the female leads in Rumors. She's bringing lots of energies to rehearsals, and hopefully some of the others will catch up with her. As far as our pod announcer, Megan, well, this is her first and last show with us. Gonna miss her. Not only is she a good little actress, she's cute as a button. We wish her all the best. As for myself, I'm having big fun with my role in Eileen. I'm in Rumors as well, not the part I wanted or should have, but that's okay. We're working with a young director. By young, I mean I've been acting longer than he's been alive. Can you believe it? He gave my role to someone he knew. Well, you see, politics is everywhere. It's okay, though. The director's a nice kid, and I'm almost over my male ego-dominated Biedemann moment. That about covers this old man's whining for today. I hope you're keeping up with our podcast. Take notes if you have to. Most importantly, come see a show. Not only will you get to visit a historical Kentucky landmark like Pioneer Playhouse and see a great show, you'll get to see who we really are. Hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.
She holds things down till the whole thing falls apart. Holly Henson.
Hi, this is Holly Henson, the artistic director of Pioneer Playhouse, and I'm happy to be doing this podcast again. This is the second time we're doing the podcast, and just to refresh your memory, I grew up at this theater, and I have to say what a thrill it is every year when the actors arrive. They've been here a couple of weeks now, and every year when they first arrive, I feel the same thrill that I did when I was a kid, only this time I'm not watching it from a side table. You see, it was my father, the founder of the theater, that used to be the one running the show. And now I've stepped into his shoes, and I'm the one that gives all the welcoming speeches now. And I miss Dad, because he was so great at greeting the actors and telling them the rules and giving the pre-show speech and welcoming the theater patrons. You know, to tell you the truth, he always enjoyed telling people what to do and how to do it. I mean, he reveled in authority. But that's not me. In fact, I hate telling people what to do. But I find myself in the uncomfortable position every year, now that Dad has passed away, of having authority, of making and enforcing the rules. And sometimes it's hard to believe that I was once just the little girl sitting in the back of the room, watching and observing the actors like a little hawk. I watched every rehearsal and I knew all the lines. And sometimes I just can't believe it's me now that's running the show. In the winter, the theater is a lot like a ghost town. But when the actors first arrive, I love seeing the lights in their rooms, the empty husks of the buildings filled with laughter and gossip. My favorite part about Pioneer Playhouse is the fresh, creative energy that just shoots off the actors like bottle rockets. Their hopes and their dreams, that's what fuels this place. And the audience is like an accelerant that gets poured on before you know it, you drop a match and the whole stage goes kaboom. I love that. I love when the season first starts. My brother Robbie is the first director, and the actors are raving about him. But you know what? Men seem to step into power and goodwill like automatically. If a man tells you what to do, he's strong. They love him. But if I tell people what to do, I'm a bitch. As the summer goes on, and I have to be the one enforcing the rules, I know that I will become less and less popular. I know that my table during lunch and dinner will be the one that no one wants to sit at after a while, because nobody likes to sit with the boss. Come on, who likes that? But the summer is still very early, and I'm trying to be everything that people need me to be, but it's hard. I'm the enforcer. And as the summer goes on, people will come into conflict with the rules, and I'll have to get tough. You know, already it's begun. Like, for example, 2 days before we opened our first show, one actor quit, saying that I wasn't talking to him nicely enough. You see, one of our rules is to eat the majority of meals together as a company, and he wasn't doing that. Mealtimes are when we make announcements, and so there's a reason why we need to eat together. And when I insisted that he follow the rules, well, he quit. So on top of getting a new publicity team in place, finding people to do lights and sound, trying to find local actors to be extras in the rumba scene, trying to find a director to replace my brother who told me he can't direct the second play, and getting 2 major grants in the mail, and deciding marketing strategies, hitting publicity deadlines, spending my whole paycheck getting ready for opening night. On top of all that, I have to find a replacement actor 2 days before we open. Do you ever just wake up tired? It's not even dawn, and I've been waking up. The birds are not even singing, and my head is buzzing like a wasp. So I find this actor that can step in and memorize the part in 24 hours, and I hit all the publicity deadlines, and I decorate, and I get everything set up for opening night. And then opening night arrives and is very successful, but I'm too tired to enjoy it. You know, I had to make the cheese tray during the show. Does anyone involved in the top position in the arts ever get to enjoy an opening night? You know, my feet hurt as I watch the other people dance, and I watch my mother mingle, and I remember how she and Dad used to dance on every opening night, and now I watch her moving around the room by herself. But everyone welcomes her with a smile, and she's not alone, and yet she is alone, because we all miss Dad. And our opening night party is the funnest night of the year. The actors dress up, and the hard work has ended with applause, And this is the night that summer romances start to blossom as the champagne flows and the fireflies dance. Yep, the flirtations definitely start on opening night. And when I was just an actress here 15, 20 years ago, I remember how fun it was to dance on opening night and feel the eyes of the guys on me, you know, as I moved. Now I'm married to a wonderful guy and we're very happy. But, you know, when's the last time a guy made a fuss over me? I haven't been flirted with in a very long time, which is good when you're married. But, you know, I used to feel passion for small things like pretty dresses and making everybody laugh. And now I only seem to feel passion for big things like world peace or holding on to Kentucky's oldest outdoor theater. So my passion now is for big things, not skirts and beads. Because I don't want Pioneer Playhouse to close. I give it all my passion, and there's very little left over at the end of the day for anything else. When my husband calls me, he's back in Minneapolis, and when he calls me here in Kentucky on the cell phone always says, one missed, when you pick up the cell phone, one missed. But as I watch the actors dance, I remember how it once was when I was younger, cooling off from the party by walking in the field with a cute actor named Carrie, and the champagne making the stars spin with centrifugal force. Now I'm old and sleepy, and the memories of that night have faded like the motorcycle burn on my leg from the tailpipe of Carrie's motorcycle. And a few more days go by, and the actors audition for the second show. Some get the parts they want and are happy, and others don't, and they're upset. Reality has sunk in as the second week ends and the second cast list goes up. There are disappointments. They're waking up to the fact that it's not fun to get up at 9 a.m. to sweep backstage. And the bug bites are a little more itchy, and the walk to the shower a little longer, and the first conflicts are starting to happen. One of the young actors asked if he could have an overnight guest, and I said no, a bit too sharply. The applause on the stage is not for me. I'm the enforcer, the no-sayer, the hard-ass. I work 90 hours a week. I never get a day off. I keep this place going with my blood, sweat, and tears, and it's not easy. So why don't I let it drop? Why don't I let it go? I guess because it's bigger than me. I am in the grasp of a love so big, it's made me its slave. I am shackled to a dream. My husband sent a bouquet of pink roses on opening night, and my sister sent yellow roses. And when opening night was over, I carried all of them into my trailer. And it occurs to me, there are always flowers in my trailer. In fact, the whole summer is full of bouquets and congratulations. Yes, the work is hard, but my trailer is always filled with roses all summer long.
Well, that's a wrap for this week. Be sure to tune in next time when you'll hear Jeffrey K. Miller say,
certain people need to start pulling their weight in their assigned duties so that the weight isn't being carried by others to cover their butts.
Ooh, trouble in paradise? Stick around to find out. In the meantime, be sure to write to any of the motley crew of characters here. You can do that by email. What's that address, Megan?
To correspond with any of our podcast crew, drop us an email. PioneerPlayhouse@gmail.com.
So, until next week, I'm Mike Tuttle. We'll see you on the Pioneer Podcast.